Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7:01. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Friday, January 24th. We'll be taking a look at the latest from the impeachment trial.
The KBI is investigating an officer-involved shooting on the Kansas Turnpike. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. For the month of January in Wichita, we're running below normal when it comes to snowfall, but we've had about four times as much rain as we typically do this time of year. That said, for today and the weekend, the weather is going to stay quiet for us. Our full forecast is on the way.
The House of Representatives will conclude its initial presentation to the U.S. Senate today as the impeachment trial continues.
Lead impeachment manager Adam Schiff says he does want senators to read the transcript of a July phone call between President Trump and Ukraine's president.
Because now that you know a lot more of the facts of this scheme, it reveals a lot more about that conversation.
That scheme, House Democrats say, amounted to abuse of power, a pressure campaign to get Ukraine to open an investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden, not out of concern for corruption, but concern for re-election. Several Republican senators say that argument invites testimony from Hunter Biden, the former Vice President's son, hired by a Ukrainian energy firm. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
An investigation is underway after a Kansas State trooper shot a man following a car chase.
It began around 1:30 Thursday afternoon on the turnpike near the Matfield Green service area. A patrol spokesman says two troopers entered into a chase. Stop sticks were used to disable the tires of the suspect vehicle about 10 miles into the chase. The car left the road and stopped in a ditch near the service area where the driver got out and confronted the troopers with a weapon. That's when he was shot. The man was airlifted to a Wichita hospital in critical condition. The troopers involved were not injured. The KBI is now handling the investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The continued grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft is taking its toll on the aviation workforce, with layoffs at Wichita-based Spirit AeroSystems and throughout Kansas and Oklahoma. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple urges those in the aviation industry to access information through the website aircapitaloftheworld.com.
Because right now this is just targeted at one section. It doesn't mean it's going to have an effect, but it's not like a recession where everything is low. There are other sectors that are hiring, that are doing well. So if you're an employer in one of these other sectors and you're looking to hire people, please submit your information to this website so that we can make sure that our neighbors here in Wichita have access to those opportunities.
Southwest Airlines says its profits fell 21% amid the troubles of the 737 MAX grounding. Hawaii Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard filing a $50 million defamation lawsuit against Hillary Clinton. Without mentioning Gabbard by name in a podcast interview with David Plouffe this past October, Clinton said, quote, "She's the favorite of the Russians. They have a bunch of sites and bots and other ways of supporting her so far."
I think it was a very clear and intentional message that if you dare to cross Hillary Clinton or her powerful allies, that this, you too will see your reputation smeared. You too will get the kind of false and baseless accusations that we've seen from Hillary.
That's Gabbard speaking on Fox's Tucker Carlson Tonight. The Trump administration looking to give more support to the middle class.
Speaking to CNBC and Davos, Switzerland at the World Economic Forum, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said that President Trump has asked him to work on tax cuts 2.0. Additional tax cuts could be coming. Listen to what he had to say.
There'll be tax cuts for the middle class, and we'll be also looking at other incentives to stimulate economic growth.
Tax cuts for the middle class and stimulate economic growth. This does come amid a growing budget deficit that did pass $1 trillion in the 2019 calendar year. also government debt recently passed $23 trillion. However, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin did maintain that these tax cuts would pay for themselves.
That's Fox Business's Tracy Carrasco. President Trump first signed a tax reform bill more than 2 years ago with a Republican-controlled Congress. Democrats criticized that bill for directing most of the tax benefits to the wealthiest Americans. It's 7:05 with Steve and Ted on KNSS, one of our big-time sports, going overseas for a little bit, and a famous woman's dad trying to get some money somewhere. KNSS News Time, 7:06. With Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. The NBA says bonjour to the hardwood in Paris.
It may count in the standings, but for stars like Milwaukee Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo, it's a chance to brush up on the language. We'll find out if that French will help the Bucks get their eighth straight win as they take on the Charlotte Hornets today in the NBA's first ever regular season game in Paris. The French capital, no stranger to hoops. They've hosted some preseason games, the last one happening back in 2010. This will be the 33rd regular season game taking place outside of the U.S. or Canada. This one, a solemn one in France, as it's the first following the passing of former NBA commissioner David Stern, who was at the forefront of expanding the NBA brand globally. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Meghan Markle's father says he'll continue to make money off appearances because the palace and his daughter owe him.
In a documentary for Britain's Channel 5, Meghan Markle's estranged father, Thomas Markle, says his daughter and the royal family owe him for saying trashy things about him. The 75-year-old feels cast aside, explaining he doesn't think they want to see or talk to him. He says he feels the Duchess of Sussex and Prince Harry are cheapening the royal family by stepping back as working members, and goes on to admit to selling and continuing to make money off of paparazzi photos of himself ahead of his daughter's wedding. Markle claims Meghan promised to take care of him in his senior years, saying, "It's time to look after Daddy." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
We're coming up on 7:11 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We've got a traffic accident up on K-96. This is up by Mays Road and 53rd Street North, just right outside of Mays there. So we've got a traffic accident in that area, and we've got some potentially slick roadways out there this morning. So good idea to be careful out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And as we head into the weekend, let's take a look at what's going on with the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast from meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Ted. Happy Friday.
Thank you. We made it.
Yeah, it was a struggle, you know, especially after the weather this week. It seems like every couple of days, you know, we get these quick systems that kind of blow through and give us a little bit of ice and snow. But I just want to detail a little bit more what Jad just mentioned. You know, even though the rain, the snow is gone, you know, he just mentioned the potential for some slick conditions out there. And that's exactly what we've been talking about on Kansas Today all morning long, just because a lot of the roads, you know, around the area, they're still wet, they're still damp. You know, temperatures are either at freezing or slightly below in spots. So that's what could lead to some isolated slick spots. But I'm going to go ahead and say, if we don't hear of any issues in the next hour or so, then we'll definitely be in the clear. It's still going to be cloudy out there, but we'll be okay. Did you want to see any snow falling by the time you guys were headed into work late last night?
Yes, it was, and I drove to El Dorado for a basketball game last night, and I ran into some fairly what I thought was heavy snow in Butler County.
Yeah, still only getting around a half an inch to an inch in that area. I actually just saw an inch and a half pop up for Dickinson County. Mm-hmm. So a lot of our neighbors to the north and east, they did get a little bit more than us. So, you know, and even a little bit of snow, we know what that can do when it comes to slick conditions. So, you know, I'm just glad we kind of made it through this next bout without too many issues. And hopefully when the next bout arrives, we'll be ready as well, because that one is in sight too. Now, we are going to get a little bit of a break before that moves in. We've got mostly cloudy skies this morning, eventually turning partly cloudy once we get into the afternoon. Winds are still going to be a little bit breezy out there out of the northwest at 10 to 20, keeping our temperatures or our highs in the 40s, high of only 44 degrees, still fairly close close to normal for this time of year. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Your Friday evening is going to be just fine. Just make sure you keep the coat handy. Waking up to a low of 24 degrees by early tomorrow morning. Winds are going to turn lighter. Weak disturbance out west sweeps through the area through our Saturday, bringing us just a few more clouds and also a very slim chance of rain. Now, that system going to move out by the time those temperatures fall again late in the night on Saturday. So that means we shouldn't see any snow from this next system, maybe just a couple of raindrops. And highs are going to be well above freezing, getting up to 47 degrees. The warm-up really kicks into gear. Sunday, Monday, both days, high 56. Next system rolls in. Monday night, Tuesday, 20% chance of rain, possibly mixing with some snow, and maybe seeing a rain snow shower on a Wednesday and Thursday as well. So this is the time frame that we'll have to watch out for in the near future. Right now, we're at 32 degrees, overcast skies, northwest winds at 15 miles an hour. Feels more like 22 degrees once we factor in those winds. So it's just going to be a raw kind of gray start to the day, but eventually turning better from here.
Super. Well, thanks for the info, and have a great weekend,
yeah.
Ronnell.
Thanks. Thanks,
that
you too.
That is the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams. It's 7:14 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. The efforts to curb smoking seems like they're never-ending efforts, but we do have something new on that front. And let's check in with Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live this morning in Miami. And Evan, something going on that we haven't had for a few decades on this front?
Well, we get a report every so often, but this report is really the first in a number of years and this is from the Surgeon General's office, to deal specifically with stopping smoking. Not so much the dangers of smoking. I think we all know those at this point, but the challenges faced with getting people to stop smoking and to do that from a macro or policy level perspective. And what the Surgeon General's report focuses on is that it's incredibly difficult to quit cigarettes, mostly because we still think of it as a habit that someone needs to quit as opposed to an addiction which requires proper attention. Because of that, we don't see that kind of support in the policy level area and in the medical community as much. For instance, it's very difficult to get a lot of the medical treatments, which are quite effective for stopping nicotine addiction, to get them covered by insurance. That if someone who needs to be prescribed some kind of medication to wean themselves off of the nicotine, it is often have to be paid for out of pocket at a very high cost, or the insurance benefit is not so much, and a high copay is required, or a deductible applies, which ends up being a deterrent to someone trying to quit, and they don't pursue it because it just costs too much money. The high price of cigarettes ends up being cheaper, so. It's an economics issue, it's a policy issue, and one that the Surgeon General says needs to really be addressed.
Yeah, why do you think the Surgeon General has kind of put this laser focus on this at this point?
Well, I think the problems of addiction that plague our nation are a primary concern for President Trump, and he's certainly made this quite clear with his approach to the opioid epidemic. The president knows very well on a personal level what happens when addiction can play into someone's life. His own brother suffered from alcoholism, and the president says it was the alcoholism that eventually killed his brother. So I think that there's a personal motivation for the president through his policymakers and policy advisors like the Surgeon General to identify ways to help Americans not just stay away from things that could wind them up addicted to substances, and that's what we have to look at nicotine as, but also to get them the help they need to get off of them. Part of that, especially with cigarettes, is the stigma that is still attached to it. I think in this country we finally understand that someone is an alcoholic, not a drunk, that it's not a willpower issue, that it is a true medical condition, that there may have been psychological or emotional issues that played into it, but a physiological condition has evolved because of it. And with proper medical care and counseling, it can be managed like other medical conditions. I think we we do that with users of illicit drugs. We do that with people who have become opioid dependent. There's a lot of sympathy for those people because they were given what was supposed to be medication by a doctor to treat pain and ended up addicted to drugs. And I think that more of that sympathy needs to go towards people who smoke cigarettes, that we need to stop looking at it as a dirty habit, that people are smoking cigarettes and they don't have the willpower to quit, and realize that they developed a nicotine addiction, which it requires medical help and counseling to properly manage, and therefore to save them from further health problems down the road that will be associated with their abuse of nicotine.
Fox News Radio's Evan Brown in Miami this morning. We're 9 days away from the Super Bowl, Evan. Are you renting out an extra bed or a couch to any Chiefs or 49ers fans making their way to your area?
No. I'm actually putting up my hurricane shutters and shutting in for the weekend, and no one will bother me, I hope.
All right. Thanks for checking in with us this morning. We appreciate it. That's Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in Miami, giving us information on the Surgeon General report on smoking this morning. Thanks, Evan. It is 7:19 with Steve and Ted on KNSS, and let's check out what's going on in the world of sports. Well, we were talking about football there. Of course, we're 9 days away from the Super Bowl, Chiefs and the 49ers in Miami. You can hear that game coming up on February 2nd right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, your radio home of the Chiefs. If you absolutely must have a football this weekend, you can listen to the Pro Bowl, which is taking place in Orlando, Florida. The NFL's All-Stars will be competing at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. You can listen to that one live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. But there will be no Chiefs or 49ers playing in that Pro Bowl. They're all getting ready for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they've got to prepare.
So there you go. We do have a college basketball weekend on tap for you. The Shockers, Jayhawks, Wildcats, all in action. In fact, in the Big 12 Conference, they're all not playing conference games this weekend. It's part of the SEC Big 12 Challenge going outside of the conference. You've got third-ranked Kansas hosting Tennessee in Lawrence tomorrow afternoon. And ESPN College Game Day is going to be headquarters in Lawrence all day long at Allen Fieldhouse. This is the eighth time that KU has hosted ESPN College Game Day. And tomorrow will be the 300th consecutive sellout at Allen Fieldhouse. That's a streak now that goes back for 18 years. Tennessee and Kansas, live pregame coverage for the Jayhawks at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. Game will tip off at 3 o'clock tomorrow, and that is on Sports Radio KFH. Kansas State is going on the road for the SEC Big 12 Challenge, the Wildcats at Alabama. K-State trying to get things right, struggling right now. They've lost 7 of 9. That'll tip off at 5 p.m., K-State at Alabama, and that'll be nationally televised on ESPN2. It's a home day for Wichita State tomorrow. The 22nd-ranked Shockers are home at Koch Arena, hosting Central Florida in conference play. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl have live pregame coverage at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. The game will tip off at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Koch Arena. And you can listen to the Shockers live on 103.7 KEYN. And the Shocker women are on the road tomorrow afternoon at Houston. Steve Strain will have live coverage of the Shocker women 2 o'clock tomorrow, and that is right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And a happy birthday today to Kansas City Royals leadoff hitter Whit Merrifield is 31 years old today, a guy that was on the All-Star roster last year. He's kind of become a pretty reliable guy that is among the major league leaders in hits, triples, and stolen bases the last couple of years. Happy birthday to Whit Merrifield. He is 31 years old today. It is 7:22 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And we will keep it here, of course. We'll tell you about more hot air from Elizabeth Warren. Hey, that's the Rush Limbaugh Morning Update. Coming up with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.